We're excited, actually, to start going back to what we consider a little bit of normal and pushing out some preventative and some grant work that and program work that is going to help folks maintain health. And dental is key, especially for our children. We've really struggled in 20, of course, with a lot of dental services just being stopped because of COVID and not understanding where the virus is. And then 2021 has been, you know, a little bit more of the same because we're pushing out vaccine and stuff. So we have in the past with our dental van been going into the schools and doing some preventative sealants and things like that. And we've worked closely with Eagleview Health Facilities down in Aquaca. And then the last year in 2019, we also worked with community health systems up in Rock Island, trying to get into both school districts here in Mercer and providing some services. We were able through a grant early on in 2019, we got a smaller grant that we were able to buy a mobile operatory that we can actually take it into the school. And one of the problems we have with our dental van is because of all of the equipment and how big and all of the systems on there, we could only use it either towards the end of spring or the beginning of fall, just because of weather considerations and things like that. So this is going to afford us an opportunity to go into the schools. Now, what this other grant, our newer grant does, it just adds to that. It gives us opportunities to build the program, to work with other providers, to get those clinics set up. But also, we are going in and doing education, and we're helping folks reduce barriers. This is going to be the big push with the health department, specifically in the next several years, is reducing barriers. We know we have barriers in transportation. We have barriers in a dental home where somebody, you know, they have to go down to a Quaker. They may have to go up to the Quad Cities in order to get dental services if they are underinsured or uninsured or Medicaid. So we're trying to work with these other entities to bring those services to Mercer County. And we're excited because we even have a little bit of a budget to do some construction if we find that we need to put an operatory here at the health department to promote community oral health. We do have some opportunity to do that. So right now we're just hired somebody and I'm very, very excited that she's coming on. She is definitely somebody that is very passionate about oral health. So she'll be starting in January with us and we're going to hit the ground running to try to get those services, especially to those most at risk. And that's our youth who, you know, for a variety of reasons have barriers for not getting good oral health. Oral health can be expensive if you're not insured. And even if you're insured, I think sometimes it can be just like medical can be. But we're hoping that this will definitely fill the gap.